It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Rick Thompson. He's the Executive Director of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Rick, thanks so much for being on back on the show with us today.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's good to be back with you.
We've got 1 week from today. We've got kind of the warm-up event to the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame ceremony. So on, of all days, Friday the 13th, we'll get together and have a nice social before the big event on Saturday the 14th. Rick, let's talk a little bit about the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Your numbers continue to grow.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. It is, things are growing, and you know, it's been a steady growth for, you know, for about 8 years now or nine, and it's, you know, that's always good to see.
That's fantastic. This is our biggest, one of our biggest event, or the biggest event of the year. And you have a few categories that a couple of people will be going into the Great Western. Or talk a little bit about that first category.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to be, to get to this. This is our premier event. And this, you know, when you talk about all of the, we have seven different people going into the hall this year. And the Great Westerner, we look for that. It only comes around every 4 years. So that, you know, that those individuals have done some pretty fabulous things in the state of North Dakota. And this year, you know, our that Great Westerner is Victor Hugo Stickney, is a guy that has done many, many great things for the state of North Dakota. So that's a big one.
And we've got the modern era ranching. Looks like Lester Anderson is going to be into that as well. And we kind of look at the past, the pre-1940s is a Great Westerner, but this is the modern era.
Yeah, modern era. Lester Anderson, he's just, he was pretty relevant just south of where you are, Steve, in Valley City there. So Lester, it's good to have him in here. Modern era ranching is always a big one, and it covers across the state. You can run across the state of North Dakota and find lots of great ranching nominees, and Lester's certainly one of those.
That's great. Now we get into our rodeo category, pre-1970s. Elsley Thornton Sr.,
yeah.
But you know this guy.
You know, I did, but not, unfortunately, not as good as I would have liked to. He was a great guy, and certainly a great talent as a saddle bronc rider mainly. But Elsley Thornton was just a great, great cowboy, period. So that one is a certainly a great category.
And then you got two in the modern era rodeo category that'll be inducted this year.
Yeah, and both of these are really good. Peggy Ward is Peggy Como Ward. She was in the late 60s and the 70s. She just shined in the barrel racing, and she was a rodeo queen, a barrel racer, just a great cowgirl. And she comes from down in that Mobridge country, so it'll be good to get Peggy back in the modern era rodeo. And then Ed Hall, great cowboy, great guy. We lost him just a few years ago, but he's certainly one of those that we were waiting to get nominated and be inducted into the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
That's wonderful. And then the final category then on Saturday the 14th will be Western Arts and Entertainment.
You know, that's always a tough category because we have so many great, great talents. Kay Burian being one of those. She, if you've not experienced her artwork, you need to. She has been such a great artist for in the state for so many years, and we are so happy to be able to put Kay in the hall this year.
All right. Well, as we mentioned, 1 week from today, we've got the social. Tell people a little bit about the social that don't know about it. But this is a fun event. This is the event that's just the evening before the Cowboy Hall of Fame. Tell us what the focus is behind it.
Well, we tried to, bring the families of the inductees and everybody, friends and families, basically. We'll fill up our patio at the Hall of Fame that night. And we have, it's a little bit of great honor and a lot of fun that we try to mix in for that night. We wanted a relaxing night, but yet to be able to honor these guys, these great people that are going to go into the hall on Saturday morning. So it is a fun time, and we get a lot of people every year.
Now, the Friday event on Friday the 13th is social. That's a paid-for event, but people need to keep in mind that when the Cabo Hall of Fame ceremony up on the Jaden Terrence on Saturday the 14th, that's open to the public.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, we get started Saturday morning with a little bit of business, trustee business on the patio, and then we move up on to the Jaden Terrace, which is what a great place to conduct that kind of business. Just the beauty of the Jaden Terrace is great, but we have a lot of people. But in the last I think we started about 3 years ago, we've incorporated Miss Rodeo North Dakota pageant into that. Mm-hmm. So that's our first business. They've been at that time, they've been going for 3 days trying to pick the new Miss Rodeo North Dakota. And that, of course, will happen at 12 noon. And then the induction gets started at 1 o'clock. We'll have, hot dogs and refreshments for you up on the terrace. And it's just, it's about a three-hour ceremony we should be out of there by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and everybody will be inducted in their categories.
That'll be great. Now, that's coming up 1 week from today, the social on the 13th, as we mentioned. That's at the Cowboy Hall of Fame on the, it's the Elvin Nelson patio. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
And then, of course, where the Medora Musical is held, the Jaden Terrence Cabo Hall of Fame on the 14th. And you can get some tickets it's free tickets for that, I should say. Before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about being a member of the Cowboy Hall of Fame. And it's pretty reasonable, right, to be a member.
Yeah, we should think so, and we welcome anybody that's interested in the Western heritage and the lifestyle. We would invite you to be a member of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame and help us carry on that tradition. Membership is as easy as $100 per year, and of course we have different categories of membership, but that's goes from $100 a year to as much as you think you and your family can afford. So that's how we do things.
And it's a little more to be a trustee, but it's worth its weight in gold, because a trustee, this is how trustees are the ones that get people nominated. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and it takes those. We have trustees from across every county in the state, and it takes that. Because we're looking for those we don't want to overlook the history and the people that made history across the state. So trustees are very, very important, and we want them from we have different districts, 13 different districts in the state, but literally across the state of North Dakota, to be able to nominate those great people, and then they go into that process of from the nominee to induction. So it's about a year project, actually, just by starting an application to the paring down and then getting on a ballot. So that's kind of how that whole process works.
All right. Thank you, Rick. And we all look forward to another successful Cowboy Hall of Fame ceremony coming up our way in Medora.
Steve, we really appreciate talking to you and your folks in Valley City and around that eastern part of North Dakota, for sure. Thank you.
There's Rick Thompson, the executive director of our North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, here on our Voice of the Valley.